turning to elections in England and Wales. Bitterly disappointing. That was Rishi Sunak's reaction to the weekend drubbing that saw the party lose 500 council seats and the high-profile mayoralty of Andy Street in West Midlands. Labour's Sadiq Khan won a third term in London. Labour gained 186, the Lib Dems 104, the Greens 74 and Independents 145. So what do these weekend results mean for Rishi Sunak and for Keir Starmer and Labour and other smaller parties? I'm joined by John Curtis, Professor of Politics at the University of Strathclyde. And it's good to talk to you this morning, John Curtis.
Good morning, Mary.
Is there, and you're a long-time watcher of elections in the UK and elsewhere, but is there anything surprising in the results that have been delivered in the local elections, in the by-election, in the mayoral elections?
Short answer to your question is no. And it's the fact that the answer to the question, at least, is almost simply no. It tells you what the implications are, because, of course, according to the nationwide opinion polls for general election, the Conservatives are currently 20 points behind. So a lot of the expectations that were generated in advance, such as the Conservatives might lose as many 500 of the council seats, that they might lose around 10 of the police and crime commissioners. The fact that those kind of suggestions as to what might happen have largely been fulfilled is, as it were, indicative or disapportive of the evidence of the opinion polls that the Conservatives are still in trouble. Now, I think one should say, in fairness to them, they were defending a high baseline. Most of the positions being elected on last Thursday in the UK were last fought over in May 2021, 3 years ago. Now, Boris Johnson was still Prime Minister then, and the Conservative Party was still relatively popular because, indeed, not least because of its relatively early rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine, and we were beginning to come out of lockdown. So losses were therefore expected, but it's the scale of the losses, the fact that they are largely in line with what we suspected, given where we are now, that it helps to explain why these figures are regarded as disappointing for the Conservatives.
And to what extent do local elections like these provide any clear gauge of what voters are going to do on a national stage in a general election?
The answer to it is they do and they don't. They don't in the sense that not everybody votes in the same way in local elections as they would in a general election. It's around one in five who don't. But those decisions are not random. In particular, the Liberal Democrats, the third party in the UK, has long since been performing better in local elections than in general elections. So we're saying that, you know, if the local election performance had been checked across the whole country on Thursday, Liberal Democrats would have got about 17%, whereas they're currently at 10% in the opinion polls. And that's par for the course. We also have the Greens also tend to do relatively well in local elections. But here we have one other factor, which is particular to these elections, which is that the party to whom the Conservatives are currently losing support the most are Reform, the far-right party. Mm-hmm. That's a fair description. Certainly a heavily Eurosceptic party. It's also very wants to get immigration down much more than the UK government has managed. Now, they did appear on the ballot paper in around one in six constituencies. And that, therefore, obviously raises the question as to whether or not, in their absence, the Conservatives may have done rather better than we might otherwise have anticipated. And does this help to explain that when you do some of these projections, indeed, you know, the lead is rather less than, for Labour, is rather less than 20%. Certainly what is interesting is if you take those wards where Reform did stand, the Conservative vote on average is down by 19 points, which is exactly what you'd expect from the opinion polls, given the difference between now and May 2021. The other thing about these elections, and this is as well, you know, it's not all good news for Labour. It's not quite a surprise, but it's not something we had evidence on before. And that is that the Labour Party did struggle in areas with large numbers of Muslim voters, particularly areas which have been very heavily voting for Labour in the past. And it does look as though there was a reaction, certainly amongst some Muslim voters, and I think probably, frankly, also other Labour supporters as well, against the fact that the Labour Party has largely followed the UK government line on Gaza. And in particular, Keir Starmer gave what I think maybe even he now would accept was a somewhat injudicious radio interview in which he said, well, look, you know, Israel has the right to defend themselves, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And clearly what we've seen in Gaza since has caused quite a lot of disquiet. And that emerged in the ballot box as far as Labour's concerned.
So, and briefly, is Sunak right then that if Starmer is set fair for Downing Street, it will only be with the support of smaller parties?
Not necessarily. As we've already said, people don't wholly vote in local elections the way they would in a general election. In particular, the Liberal Democrats tend to do better. Labour do tend to do worse. The crucial point is that the dynamics, essentially what we discovered on Thursday, very little had changed since 12 months ago. That's what the polls have also been telling us. And that implies that the Conservatives are indeed in deep electoral trouble.
Professor John Curtis, thank you very much.